The Day of the Dead holiday, celebrated throughout Latin America, is a chance for families to gather and remember the lives of loved ones who've passed on to the afterlife. It's that idea of crossing over into another kind of existence that captured the imagination of animator Jorge Gutierrez. He's made a 3D film centered on the Day of the Dead, and even though it's his first full-length feature, he managed to convince an Oscar-winning Hollywood filmmaker to produce it. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has their story.
The Book of Life is set in 1920s Mexico and centers on three friends. Feisty Maria, voiced by Zoe Saldana.
Did I mention I studied fencing?
And her two suitors, Joaquin, the local stud, voiced by Channing Tatum.
Hey, girl. Oh. Get that a lot.
And soft-spoken Manolo, voiced by Diego Luna. He's supposed to follow his ancestors and be a bullfighter, but he doesn't want to and ends up apologizing to a bull in the ring.
Sorry, Toro, I am sorry. Hear my song, I know I sing the truth. Although we were bred to fight, I reach for kindness in your heart tonight.
This being a Day of the Dead movie, some of the characters are transported to the afterlife, something Mexican-born director Jorge Gutierrez says has fascinated him ever since his childhood when his best friend died.
My parents sat me down, said, your friend, Mauricio, he is with you. As long as you tell his jokes and you remember him and you keep his memory alive by talking about him.
And that's what Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, is all about, celebrating the lives of those who came before. Later, Gutierrez proposed to and then married his wife on the holiday so his friend Mauricio could be there.
I said, well, I want him to be the best man at my wedding, so we have to get married on Day of the Dead so he can come. He was at the wedding, and maybe it's the tequila talking, but I remember my favorite wrestlers showed up who had passed away. All these family members from different eras, I could feel they were there with us. And so with Day of the Dead being such a beautiful thing and such an important part of my life, I really wanted to pass that to the world.
As a student at the California Institute of the Arts, Gutierrez wrote his own Day of the Dead story with ideas and characters based on himself and his family. He used it to produce a 3D student film called Carmelo that won a 2001 Emmy and was shown at the Cannes Film Festival. Gutierrez tried pitching it as a full-length feature to all of the major studios.
Here was this Mexican kid saying, hey, it's a movie about death for children. And so I kind of scared everybody, and everybody turned me down. They said, you know, you're just a kid out of school, and this subject matter is too weird and honestly a little dark.
Gutierrez and his wife Sandra Ikiwa, by then his artistic partner, went on to create Mexican-themed cartoons for Sony and Nickelodeon, including El Tigre, The Adventures of Manny Rivera.
Son of White Pantera, a noble superhero.
Eventually, a studio in El Paso called Real Effects understood Gutierrez's idea for a Day of the Dead movie and encouraged him to approach Guillermo del Toro to produce it.
This will go down in the history of cinema as the worst pitch of all time.
Gutierrez says he took all the artwork he and his wife created for the film and set it up near the pool at his filmmaking hero's house in L.A.
And he goes, you have 5 minutes to pitch me. And before a word can come out, my people betray me. There must have been like 10 gardening guys in the house next door. And all the lawnmowers and leaf blowers went on at the same time, making this horrible noise. So I'm yelling the pitch because he says, don't stop. And then Manolo proposes with all his heart. And he can't hear me. And I almost fall in the pool 3 times. Disaster. So we go back into his house. And I'm drenched in sweat. He's sweating. And I'm ready to just shake his hand and get out of there and say I got to meet him. And Guillermo goes, Jorge, that was a terrible pitch. I go, I know, I'm so sorry I wasted your time. And, you know, I get up to shake his hand, and he goes, no, sit down. He goes, I know exactly who you are.
Yeah, my daughters and I used to watch El Tigre on TV, and we loved it. He has a uniquely Mexican style. And when he came in, I was already a fan.
Del Toro says he agreed to produce The Book of Life on the spot.
I could see through his nervousness how important it was to him. It's a gorgeous movie, and we wanted very much to show and represent how powerful the Mexican visuals and sounds and music and the sense of life are, you know.
The soundtrack includes Mexican bolero and norteño versions of songs by Radiohead, Rod Stewart, and Biz Markie.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Jorge Gutierrez says he wanted an older look for his film, so he reached back to folk art. He had a team of Central American artisans carve wooden puppets of the movie's characters, which were later rendered by computer animation, says producer Guillermo del Toro.
Jorge wanted to create this world that felt handmade, with wooden puppets and metal and paint. Really feels very much like a Mexican Baroque.
At the Book of Life premiere on Sunday, some of the audience members said they were glad Gutierrez's movie got to the screen before a proposed Disney-Pixar film on the same subject. Disney had tried to co-opt the very name of the holiday.
I, along with every other Latino pretty much, were outraged and shocked when Disney tried to copyright the term Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead.
Cartoonist Lalo Alcaraz says he's especially glad the Book of Life was directed and produced by two Mexicans.
To have two people that understand the topic thoroughly and respect it and can play with it, it was good. It's a playful way to treat a serious topic. You love your family, you know. You miss your family. One day you'll see your family again. And that's what the Day of the Dead holiday is all about, is remembering your family and remembering that love. So that's what Book of Life is about.
The Book of Life, written and directed by Jorge Gutierrez, opens 2 weeks before the Day of the Dead, November 2nd. Maybe his old friend Mauricio will visit a theater. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Toro, me da pena y te suplico perdón.